Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. That's all right, Brother Suhail. For today's discussion, we want to talk about the significance of recitation of the Holy Quran, especially in the month of Ramadan, and why is it so that the Quran is mostly read out in the holy month of Ramadan? So what is the main reason for the significance of Quran recitation in the month of Ramadan?
Okay, so as we know that everything in this material world has a point, a starting point, or as we would call a birth point,
yes,
which we call spring.
Yes.
As we are in the spring month,
yes,
right now,
yes,
the spring term of the season. The spring of the Holy Quran is the month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the month of Ramadan has been aptly named the spring of the Holy Quran. During this month, believers set aside more time than usual for understanding the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn and ponder upon its verses. Muslim homes and mosques ring with beautiful recitation of the glorious book. It is the season of Quran recitation when the desire to learn, understand the word of Allah blooms and flourishes, just as the natural world blossoms in the spring. The following ahadith shows importance of reciting Quran in this month.
Yes.
Invoke your Lord in right earnest, with hearts that are free of sin and evil, to enable you to fast and to recite his book.
Yes.
Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever recites an ayah from the Quran in Ramadan will receive a similar reward as the one who recites the entire Quran in the other months.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second,
yes,
benefit of reciting in the month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again says that everything has a springtime, and the springtime of the Quran is the month of Ramadan. Imam Bakir alayhi salam says, invoke Allah, ask for forgiveness, recite the Quran, and repent to Allah for your sins more frequently, so that the blessings of the month of Ramadan may come to you while you are sincere to Allah the Exalted. At the same time, looking at the verse of Quran and the traditions, we can come to a concept that in the month of Ramadan, the shaitan is chained, okay? While I am fasting, I am controlling myself of my desires, so there is nothing that comes between me and the Quran. So, for example, we have a tendency of reciting Quran in normal months after eating, where we'll have bloating, we'll feel tiring. But Ramadan is the month where when you recite Quran, you feel refreshed.
Yes.
You are fast, you are tired, you are hungry. But when you recite Quran, it feels like you understand the Quran coming into your soul, into your being. For Quran is a way to connect between you, the abd, the slave of Allah, with Allah.
Servant of Allah.
The servant of Allah with,
that's
Allah,
right,
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
And the best way to connect is using the words that he gave us, which is the Holy Quran. By reciting those recitations, we see the connection between us and Allah improving and being better. And our soul in the month of Ramadan, at the time of fasting, is that we have our soul is like cleansed. And so the effect of what we recite is much more than we would recite in normal months.
That's
on,
right,
the akal perspective of mind. Apart,
okay,
from the verse and the tradition.
That's right. And is it so that, for example, reading out the Holy Quran in congregation will bring more sawab to your life? Is it so? Or can we do that?
Is the recitation of Quran, is it, first we need to see, is it seen as something to get sawab itself?
Yes.
Everything in congregation, Because congregation now that you are saying is different from the congregation of Jamaat.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So the congregation...
The collective just, manner, I mean. Yes,
in
yes.
collective, as a group.
As a group, yeah. as an orchestra.
yeah. Okay. So the congregation that we say for the namaz, we don't have any congregation apart from wajibat.
Mm-hmm.
You see, for mustahabat, we don't have congregation. But a group recitation has its own benefit.
Benefits.
Where everyone is able to recite. And as we can see generally today in the world, when you sit in a group reciting a whole chapter, a whole juz of the Quran, we have 30 juz in the Quran, reciting the whole juz of the Quran becomes easier for the Muslims and Mu'mins to finish it on that time. Depending on, compare it to someone who is reciting themselves while being tired, relaxed, and this way. So group recitation itself is good. Compared to single recitation. Single recitation in other ways is also good for self-purification and self-sustainability. So all in all, it has its own advantages.
That's all right. Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs. On IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
Are there any specific surahs to be recited in the holy month of Ramadan to gather musawab or rewards? Or for example, any specific timing for reciting the Holy Quran?
We have advice from the, I would like to say from the scholars.
Yes.
You see, that it is said if that it is not possible, at least a portion, if it is not possible to complete the whole Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan, at least a portion of the Holy Book should be read during this month. The reward for it is much greater than other months.
Okay.
Recitation of the Holy Quran has its many benefits, but here the question was related to whether there is a specific thing to recite. In the month of Quran, having a specific chapter to recite? No. Is there a specific chapter related to Quran in the month of Ramadan? Yes. Suratul Qadr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reciting it as being like the essence of the holy month of Quran? No. But it is good to recite Suratul Qadr on the month of Ramadan. Maybe during prayers, you can use the Suratul Qadr after Suratul Fatiha that has its own merits. But as a Holy Quran, recitation of the Holy Quran, the recitation of the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan is as a whole. Apart from the Surah Al-Qadr, which has its own essence in the
That's
month
right.
of Ramadan. But when it comes to Quran recitation,
mm-hmm.
it's not like I should only be reciting Surah Al-Qadr and don't go for the whole
That's right.
Quran. It's not in that comparison.
And usually during the month of Ramadan, the Muslims are acting more friendly, I can call it, with the Holy Quran. They recited, okay? They are a neighbor to the Holy Quran mostly. But after the month of Ramadan, usually they are, again, away and away from the Holy Quran. How to keep the spirit of reciting the Holy Quran during Ramadan, during the other months after the month of Ramadan?
Training.
Training.
The same thing as we said before is that in the month of Ramadan, one of the things that we learn is time management.
Yes.
You see, how to start suhoor on time, fajr on time, iftar on time, and sleep on time, recitation of Quran on time.
Yes.
Like if you see a lot of Muslims around the world, if there is a month where they have a very good time management, it's the month of Ramadan. The only thing is that they don't view the month of Ramadan as the month of time management. They view it as the month of fasting and iftar and suhoor. and things that invalidate fast and things that don't invalidate fast.
Yes.
These are the main issues that the Muslim Ummah right now faces, is thinking on these points.
Yes.
But if you try to look on the other viewpoint, that Maher Ramadan or the month of Ramadan is the month where a person has a specific timetable for his time management. If he's able to create the timetable for other months as well to be able to follow, then he should be able to accomplish this goal even when the month of Ramadan finishes.
That's all right. Okay. Usually, the people who are not Muslim think that all the Muslims are capable of reading out the Holy Quran or reciting it in a true way, in a correct way. But as you said, recitation of the Holy Quran in its correct way, I mean, observing the Tajweedi rules, we can say if it is to be, we can say, recited in a collective form, they have all its own styles, trainings and practices and guidelines. So that's why that the Qurania schools are very much active also in Muslim lands. You know, the kids, when they're very much young, they are sent to the Qurania schools to be trained of the Holy Quran. In old Iran, there was something like Maktab Khane. It was, for example, a school, but in the houses. And usually, for example, the old ladies and the old men of the village, of the town, were responsible to teach the children, the younger ones, how to read the Holy Quran. And this is really interesting.
Yeah, this is one of the good things that we came to see, like right now, that we have, like what you said, Maktab Khani.
Yes.
Well, in other countries, they call it Quran Khani.
Quran Khani, yeah. Yes.
So they have this kind of places where people would go and recite Quran in groups.
Yes.
To be able to finish that the first juz and continue.
And learning the rulings of how to read the Holy Quran.
Yeah, yeah.
So, this is important.
Yeah. So we have two parts of the Quran that is being recited. One is the juz Khani.
Yes.
Which is normally recited for those who know the rules. And the others for kids and those who want to learn about the Quranic rules, where they start from beginning in the month of Ramadan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration. Inshallah, Allah gives us a chance of, reading out the Holy Quran. It is the practice of the Muslims to read out the Holy Quran from cover to cover. Okay. So at least for one time, we read out the Quran. And one important point to be taken into account is that it is not only mere recitation and reading. It is reading with pondering upon the meaning and the concepts of the Holy Quran. So some might think that, okay, if I fast speed read the Holy Quran, it will bring me sawab, okay? The mere reading and recitation has its own sawab, but recitation with pondering, with ta'ammul, with tafakkur will bring you more sawab, brothers and sisters.
Is because you understand now what you are reading. It might even be a lesson for you.
That's right.
So whatever you learn might be a way of life, a reply to your issues.
Yes.
We have seen a lot of places where whenever people of faith had issues in their lives, they would open Quran and they would read the verses that came in front of their eyes, and they would realize that the solution to their problem is the verse that they read. It has an indirect link to the issues that they have.
That's right. Thank you much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration on this topic.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page, to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي
علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن